Most of us have a story about being confused when we're speaking in a foreign language, like when you speak, when you're traveling, when you're working in an international environment, whatever. Like, language mix-ups, like, they just happen. But, you know, those mix-ups, they don't have to be stressful all the time. And depending on the situation, they can actually be really funny, especially when it's in a relaxed environment situation. You're with your friends or your family and you can just laugh about it. And, you know, that's part of why I really love working with an international team, because when you make these kinds of mistakes, people, you know, they understand, and it just makes your whole life so much easier. Now, in today's episode, you're going to hear one of my own language confusion stories as I tell it to Janine, who is one of our expert business English coaches, and she's also learning another language, so, you know, she can relate. I'm sure that you can relate also. Definitely, you're going to enjoy this podcast. I hope it makes you laugh a little bit, at least smile, and I hope that it also helps you to see that language mix-ups, that's just part of the process of speaking a language. So this is our first episode of a podcast video. I hope you enjoy it. Definitely let me know in the comments. And now on to the podcast. Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, funny misunderstandings in conversations in a foreign language. And today I'm here with Janine, and this is actually it's our first video podcast. And Janine, it's your first podcast.
It is. Really excited about it.
So lots of firsts going on here. So as you can probably tell, we're testing out something new. We're going to test it for a few months and see how you like it. You can definitely tell us some feedback in the comments below this video or in FFCC if you are a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club. Janine, maybe before we get into the discussion today, which is funny misunderstandings in conversations in a foreign language, do you want to just like introduce yourself to everyone?
Okay. A few people know me already, but I am an Aussie living on the French Riviera. Nice. I've been here for just over 4 years, and my French is not good.
It's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. Actually, exciting news. Tomorrow I am going with my French course. I'm doing the test for A2 level.
Oh, so there you go. For you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good luck with the test.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Bonne chance. Right. Okay.
And bon courage aussi.
Yeah, exactly. All of that. Right. Okay, great. So I think we'll have some good stories here about funny misunderstandings in conversations in a foreign language. As you might know, you guys listening, I speak French. I speak fluent French. But that doesn't mean that everything goes perfectly all the time. I'll share a story. And Janine, I think you've got a story that you can share as well. This was like, it actually just happened yesterday. I called a restaurant because I wanted to reserve lunch for me and for three of my friends. And so I called them up and I said, you know, oh, I'd like to book a table for four people for, you know, 12:30. And the person on the phone, she's like, oh, for the daily special. And I was like, for four people for 12:30. She's like, no, for the daily special, not the brunch. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Because the place is like, I didn't understand why she was asking me for my order over the phone when I was calling to book a table. But the place is a very popular brunch spot. So I guess she wanted to make sure that I knew that I was booking for a lunch and not for the brunch. But because like, I didn't, you know, like, I was like, I don't know, like the context here, if I put it into context, I'm calling
to book a table. Why is she asking me for my order? Like, I didn't, I understood the words, but I didn't understand like what was happening. Because there were just like no clues to tell me, like, why is she asking me this question? But then when she said, oh, it's not for the brunch, it's for lunch, that was what kind of put it into context. And I understood, but I definitely was just like, I don't know what's happening here. And yeah, so that was a story that happened like just yesterday. And I would say, despite living in France for 20 years and speaking fluent French, you can still have these like opportunities where you don't understand what's happening in the conversation. Even if you understand the words and the language, you have to like kind of maybe work it out from context. But we were missing some context there.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it. I think French on French have similar misunderstandings too.
Sure.
As we do in English as well.
Exactly. I was like, if that conversation had happened in English and I called up a restaurant and said the same thing and they're like, oh, do you want the daily special? I'd be like, I don't know. I haven't seen the menu yet. I'll decide when I come to have lunch. It's all about kind of putting it into context, despite
really important. Mine is I'm sure lots of people relate to this.
Yeah.
And it's when you're saying a word in the other language, for me saying a word in French or a phrase, and I say it in my best pronunciation, which I'm so sure is very good,
right?
And I say it and they go pardon. And so I say it again and they say pardon. Mm-hmm. And I say it again and then they go, oh, and repeat exactly what I said.
Right.
And I'm like, isn't that what I just said?
Yeah. And you're like, and they're like, no.
And it's like, I've got to try and try again.
Yeah.
And eventually it gets it and it's these are the very subtle differences sometimes with pronunciation.
Mm.
But I have to, not to say anything against the French, but the French are very particular with their pronunciation. Mm, I think you're lucky with English that we're used to so many different accents.
Right.
And, countries, so we're more forgiving.
Right. And I don't know, because I have another story, which was, I would say, a misunderstanding in English. It wasn't me. It was with my ex-husband, who is French, and we were in the U.S. So so there was all the context necessary. Let's say we were at a restaurant. We had just arrived at the table. The waiter came to ask, for our drink order. What would you like to drink? I said, I have just a glass of water. And then my ex-husband, he said the same thing with his French accent. And so you have all the context, but then the waiter just, you kind of see his face. He's like, and then he starts, maybe I can put some in a bowl and maybe put it in a microwave and melt it. And I was listening to him, and I was used to my ex-husband's accent, so I knew he had ordered a glass of water plus the context. And I'm looking at the waiter like, what are you talking about? And then I understood. I was like, oh my goodness, the waiter thought that my husband asked for a glass of butter. And I was just like, what on earth? Like, who orders a glass of butter in a restaurant? Nobody. Yeah. But a glass of water, which kind of sounds water, butter. Yeah, they do sound kind of similar in spoken English. I was just like, are you serious?
So, exactly. I mean, you'd think he could work it out.
Yeah.
He just asked for drinks. He could work it out. Like, he's probably not asking for a glass of butter.
Yeah, and especially like I'd order a glass of water, there's probably a pretty high chance that he's ordering the same thing. And I just like, I don't know where he got a glass of butter. Like butter, water, I understand it sounds similar, but no context.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly. That's it. So yeah. I would say any other funny stories before we finish up that you want to share?
I have one that I haven't been caught out on this yet, But often when there's a conversation going on around me, or maybe I'm in a shop or something, and I'll get the basics of the conversation, but then the people keep talking. Like I'm good for the first, I don't know, minute or two, and then they keep talking, and I go, oh, yes, okay, you know, yeah, sure, you know. And I was like, oh, no. And so what I'm doing is I'm responding to their energy, their body language, without actually understanding what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like I've got to fake it until I make it.
Right. You know,
just keep going, I can understand.
Yeah. but and nobody's ever called you out on it. So that's good.
No. Yeah. No, I try to make it, keep it very light and go, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. What's so I name? Would say, right. Yeah, I'd say maybe if you're speaking a foreign language, and even if you speak the language very well, it's normal. You can have misunderstandings. It's a normal part of communication with other people. Okay. Don't worry too much about it. Just, you know, like you said, try again. You can try to work it out from the context, see what kind of clues can really help you figure it out. And just keep going. So,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Awesome.
It's all about communication. And at the very least, it'll give you very funny stories to tell later.
Exactly. Like in a podcast. Right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Janine. Round of applause for your first podcast. And like I said, yeah, and this is our first video podcast. So definitely leave us some comments and tell us what you think about this format. We're trying something new for a while. So yeah, looking forward to getting your feedback. And thanks a lot, Janine.